Humans need to eat and drink just to survive, but owing to our sense of taste, this obligation becomes a pleasure. Taste happens through a miraculous system. This system analyzes proteins, ions, complex molecules, and scores of chemical compounds. Our bodies decide what food they have need of through the sense of taste. Let's now examine more closely this extraordinary system and how it is evidence for creation. There are many thousands of different kinds of food. Still, we can easily distinguish between different tastes due to our sharp sense of taste. The secret to this lies in the organization literally on the tips of our tongues. Every piece of food we eat is formed by many different molecules, and our tongue analyzes the complex chemical structures of these molecules with the skill of a vast, powerful laboratory. So what kind of a design is hidden in our skillful tongues? There are many nerve fibers in our tongues, and this design allows the tongue to freely move in every direction. Our tongue performs an important task when we speak, chew, or swallow food. The food we put in our mouths gets soft and moist with the secretion of the salivary glands. Later, it is pushed to the pharynx. During this phase, the taste receptor cells in the tongue are continuously at work. The taste receptor cells are located only in particular areas of the tongue and mouth. The taste cells in the tongue gather together in a structure that looks like a tiny onion, which we call the taste bud. These taste buds are embedded between bumps called papillae on the tongue. They are located on the top of the tongue as well as its two sides. The tongue has about 10,000 of these taste buds. These figures are quite important for demonstrating the balance present in creation. For if we had fewer taste buds, we would have had no sense of taste, or a very weak one. If, on the other hand, we had more than 10,000, then foods would have tasted either too salty or too sweet. Briefly, all cells exist in their ideal number. Another extraordinary thing is that all these cells are located in just the right place. If they were located elsewhere, let's say on the bottom of the tongue instead of its tops and sides, then we would have tasted much less than what we're actually able to. All these details of taste cells remind people of one fundamental truth. God has created everything in a special and perfect order. Research has shown that there are five distinct principal tastes. namely the familiar sweet, salty, hot, sour, and pungent. Pungent is a taste that's found in glutamate, meat, fish, and beans. Studies have also revealed that the old taste map theory is actually wrong. The latest scientific research shows that taste cells react to more than one stimuli, thus demonstrating that these cells have a more complex communication system than we once thought. The communications methods in receptor cells show yet again that these cells are a product of creation. Our brains consist of an average of 100 billion nerve cells, and whenever we drink or eat something, the three taste nerves transport the messages they take from taste cells to the related nerves in the brain. In other words, the nerves of the human body work better than the postal system of any modern developed country. At any given moment, a great deal of information is transferred straight to the proper destination, with no information lost in the process. So, how is this mass of messages transformed to mean, say, a delicious slice of cake? We don't yet have the answer to that question. However, we do know that each new discovery is showing us how the taste system is much more complex than we had ever thought. And this shows us God's art of creation. God has blessed us with a dazzling cornucopia of plants, fruits, and vegetables. God reminds us of this fact in the Quran. It is He who sends down water from the sky, from which we bring forth growth of every kind. And from that we bring forth the green shoots, and from them we bring forth close-packed seeds. And from the spathes of the date palm, date clusters hanging down, and gardens of grapes and olives and pomegranates, both similar and dissimilar. Look at their fruits as they bear fruit and ripen. There are signs in that for people who believe. The striking structure of the sense of taste has served to inspire many a scientist. Devices imitating the function of the human tongue have been developed, such as an electronic tongue. This invention helps us to distinguish between fresh and stale food and to detect the spoilage that occurs in food due to bacterial growth. On this artificial tongue, the electronic circuit has 100 tiny holes, each of them designed to look like a taste bud. But when compared to the human tongue, this artificial tongue is a very primitive instrument for tasting. Our tongues are incomparably better than an electric tongue, and this just shows how great a blessing tasting is. It is unreasonable to search for an explanation for the origin of this system in any method other than creation. In this film, we've looked at the senses of smell and taste, two very important blessings for all humans. We've seen that these complex mechanisms constitute solid evidence for creation. Just like everything else in the universe, God created these mechanisms, and we should always remember that humans have but a single responsibility towards God. That is, to express their sincere gratitude towards Him. In the Quran, God calls out to those who disregard this truth. Say, who provides for you out of heaven and earth? Who controls hearing and sight? Who brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living? Who directs the whole affair? They will say, God. Say, so will you not then do your duty? That is God, your Lord, the truth. And what is there after truth except misguidance? So how have you been distracted?